Welcome to At the Whiteboard. I'm your host, Joe Minichino. If you like variety, then this is the episode for you. In this week's episode, Jamie and I wrap up Murph, talk about the Strength Revival Summer Strong, talk a little bit about GORUCK and this week's events centered around D-Day, and discuss if option 2 is really the best option for you. So join us in this week's episode.
Coming to you live.
All right, here we go. We're
coming to you live from the Fortitude Fitness.
The couch. The couch. Office couch.
At Fortitude Fitness.
Fortitude Fitness. So.
Here in downtown, lovely Odessa.
Odessa.
I still don't understand that. But we've had this conversation.
But this is the only section, just the industrial park is considered Odessa. The rest of it's considered Trinity / Newport Richey. I don't know how we got Odessa.
Maybe this is not good enough to be considered Trinity because it's an industrial park.
It's on the north side of 54, is that one?
Yeah. So how are you, Joseph?
I'm doing well. School's out? Done?
Yeah, feels good. So yesterday was our, technically today was our last day. We had two teacher planning days, but our principal was gracious enough to let us leave or check out on, what's today, Friday? Already it's starting.
It's
every day's Sunday to me. But on Thursday, if we had everything taken care of, and so lo and behold, I would say the majority of teachers and staff, bid farewell to the school year.
I had to remind our teacher friends that some of us have to work year-round and don't get spring break, summer, winter off, and stop telling everyone your summer plans. Like, oh, I'm going to come to the 10 o'clock class now. I don't have to come to the 5 a.m. and all that kind of stuff. So just a friendly reminder to all our teacher folks that there are people that work.
I know you love us.
That's all. We do love you guys. So all right. So what we got today? So let's talk about. We wrapped up. Got a couple big things. We wrapped up Murph.
I think today is just going to be more or less a potpourri of different things.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds good. I like that.
You like that word, potpourri?
Potpourri. It's good.
I used to love potpourri in the house.
I hate it. It was like little flakes.
I know, but what was it? It smelled good.
Sure, it did.
And then
smell
and then when it dried out a little bit, you'd stir your finger around it. It would
mix it up again.
My mom was big into the potpourri potpourri.
Potpourri, and it was like on the back everywhere, and that in seashell soaps.
We don't see that as much anymore. Potpourri's not around now.
No, now it's in spray cans.
Yeah, but now we have the infusers. Have that infuser.
The infuser,
and stuff like that.
Oil infusers, and make everything smell good.
Yeah.
So you pick your essential oil.
This is true.
Because it's essential. So anyway, we finished up a couple big things going on. We finished up Murph, which was awesome.
Yeah, we had a good turnout.
It was good. It was good. We had an awesome barbecue when we were done. Water slide, the whole bit. We had smoke.
Yeah, the water slide finally came.
Finally showed. Yes, it was late. But it was still good. Everyone enjoyed that. We had smoke bombs at the beginning.
That was pretty cool. I like that.
Red, white, and blue. Well, red and blue smoke bombs.
Yeah, it was. I thought about it yesterday, and I don't know what maybe, because the flag was in the corner. I would have loved to have grabbed that flag.
Somebody should have ran with the flag.
I thought about it. I'm like, why the heck didn't I grab the flag?
We did miss that. But
We had
a really good turnout with that. Everyone had a good time. Big barbecue.
I stayed late. I mean,
yeah, you did.
Between the workout and then just hanging out with a couple of the members and
craft beer sampling.
Having some craft beers. I didn't know there was such a thing. It's called, but what is it? Barley champagne or whatever. It was crazy. There were things there. I was sampling things that,
I'm out. Once you start talking about IPAs or IPAs.
IPAs and this is citrusy.
I check out. Yeah. I'm out. But so that was good. And then next week, of course, is big deal for me. And I've taken more of a role towards really enjoying the history of things. But D-Day's coming up. 75th anniversary of D-Day on Thursday.
Okay.
So we're doing a GORUCK event tomorrow for D-Day.
What is that about now?
We don't know what it's going to be about. We know it's going to be centered around D-Day-ish activities.
Oh, they tell you what, like midnight comes out?
Yeah, so no, they don't do that. So basically what they do is they tell us the starting points. So we have to meet at Curtis Hickson Park at 2 p.m. And the rest is...
Oh, this is not something you're doing here that you're doing here and then making it work in...
No.
You actually are going somewhere.
No, we are going to do the GORUCK event. So...
How many people you got for that now?
I think we're bringing 5 or 6. And then I think there's about 40 or 50 signed up. So
okay.
It'll be a good thing. We're all one big team. And then, so they don't tell us anything other than what to bring.
Okay.
And what time it starts, and we no phones, no watches, no Fitbits, no anything electronic. And we're kind of at the cadre's mercy for the next 7 hours. The big one goes off tonight, the Go Ruck Tough event in Tampa. That starts at 10 p.m. tonight and goes to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Ours is, we call it light. It's about 5 hours, covers about 10 miles.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's neat. It's good. And they always bring, the good thing about Go Ruck, which I really enjoy, is they bring the history lesson to you. So it's not just walking around Tampa, if you will. I mean, they take time to tell you about the events and explain what happened and explain, especially, of course, this is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, but some of the, they do a lot of events around recent battles, like Operation Red Wings, where Murph was killed, Battle of Baghdad, Mogadishu Mile, which was filmed after Black Hawk Down.
Okay.
So, and there's actually a lot of these cadre or leaders of the groups, they were actually in some of these things. So when we had a cadre for the Red Wings Go Ruck event that was actually on the support that came in after Murph was killed and after the choppers were shot down, and helped come in the support role. So he was actually giving literally a like play-by-play of this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that neat feel of like, wow, this is, it's more than just an event. I mean, it's a history lesson.
Yeah.
Most of them make you or ask you to find a veteran that was killed in that time frame or that battle, and you ruck with them on your backpack, so you're remembering those guys.
Well, that's cool.
And the biggest takeaway I can say we took from that was our original first cadre, when first event we did, said that, you know, without events like that, the flame of these gentlemen that lost their lives and were killed in battle goes out, and we're doing it as a memory for them, and it keeps their story going. So it's really
that, neat. You did share that too. It's during the Murph. That's right. One of the things you said. Why do we do this? We do this, and why do we do these types of CrossFit workouts, if you want to call it that? Why we do these workouts? We do it in the hope of keeping that flame lit
for their families, for their memory, for their kids. You know, so it's an important thing, and I've really, interestingly enough, we had a new member actually who was in the Army, and we were talking about it, and I told him I'm not from that fraternity. I was never in the military or anything like that, and I said I feel kind of weird being there because a lot of them are ex-service guys, things like that, and he said something to me, and it made me feel. He's like, but this is your role. He's like, and I've really since then really embraced it. Like, this is your role to keep sharing their stories, because without guys like you to keep, without guys like us that weren't in the military, but are keep doing these events and keep, spreading their story through the gym and things we do here, again, that flame dies out. So even though we weren't necessarily part of the service, we still are honoring them, and we shouldn't look at that lightly either, which was nice for me, because I always kind of looked down on myself for not being part of that.
Yeah.
And kind of like, I don't know, was the word poser, I guess, there, because I'm not in the Marine, I'm not in the military, but here I am doing this event,
Yeah, you're doing, that's really special. And, I always enjoy when I see Cryoese, our partners down the street, in the building here, they do a lot to try to work with the veterans as well.
Yes, they do.
And I think that's always, they're always sponsoring or sharing, trying to do right by the veterans in service. So
it's very important.
It's very important. Now, when something like a ruck like that, so obviously hydration is key, but like, take me through, now, this might not be, this is a ruck light, right? So it's not going to be as intense. But when you did that overnight one, like, what are some of the things that you think we could do, you do that people can do to kind of, get through, because it is a long, hours.
It's a long day, and really what it is, they're playing, so for those that don't know, the ruck events are based on special forces training. Okay, so that's the key. So just think about that, right?
No,
so,
but I don't know. My question is like, what are you going to do prior to,
right,
in terms of your nutrition?
And I'm gonna get into that, but you kind of have to know the layout of the land, so you could kind of work it backwards.
Right? Okay,
you have to know
okay.
what you're doing, and then figure
Fair
out.
Enough.
Right. So it's based on special forces training, right? So the biggest thing they're trying to do is create that sense of being uncomfortable, right? Like the event, like. The overnight event starts at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., so it's late at night, mm-hmm. it's dark, you don't know anything other than we're meeting here at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know who's on your team, you don't know, you know, all you know is they give you a packing list and a place to show up.
Okay.
Right? And you might have the guy's face on Facebook that's going to, the cadre or the leader of the group, you might have his picture so you might know who he is.
Okay.
But other than that, it's just the anticipation of like, I'm in a park. At night in the middle of Tampa, what are we doing, right? And then after that, it's really a crapshoot. Like
okay.
you could do anything. So really, but preparing for that is really just like you said, just hydration. And the cool thing about the lights, kind of taking it back to that, they kind of teach you what to do the tough and the heavy, which are the next two up. So when we did that, they kind of told us like everything you pack it in a Ziploc bag because it's easy access. It has to be quick and easy.
Okay.
Right, because you don't have time. Like you're not going
to
make a sandwich as you're rucking right. down, you know, Kennedy Boulevard. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be like, you know, M&Ms or something you can eat easy. And,
okay.
and funny story about the M&Ms, when we did the overnight one, I kept reading and hearing like whatever you bring, make sure it's something that's going to make you comfortable because you're not going to be comfortable. So you want that kind of piece of like,
yeah,
this makes me happy.
Correct.
Right. So interestingly enough, Renee packs her bag. And I packed my bag, and she was giving me a bunch of crap for bringing peanut M&Ms, right? Mm. So my joke was, I'm like, at 3 in the morning, when I'm popping peanut M&Ms, and you're eating, you know, whatever it is you're eating, because we were, you know, doing paleo or
yeah.
something like that, I'm like, I'm going to be happy, you're not.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, you know, those, you know, little things like that, it's just a comfort, right? Because it's wet, you're going to get wet, there's guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere along the line, you're going to get wet. Whether they put you in a sprinkler, or the river, or the lake, something, you're going to be wet. It's dark. You don't know where you are. You don't know how much longer mm-hmm. you have. So that comfort of like, these peanut M&Ms are good. Yeah.
Hey, do you know, I need to double cross reference this, but I want to say that M&Ms, they were created for soldiers
really?
During the war.
I
because it
that.
Was a way for them to, you know, get, you know, chocolate without melting.
Oh,
you
really?
Know?
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening, definitely cross check that for us and you
yeah,
know leave us a comment.
I would love to hear about that.
When you said that, I'm thinking rocking M&Ms. I'm like, yep. Well, they were created for soldiers
okay.
during wartime.
So, but that was the whole thing. So that was it. Like just something comfortable in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, or not the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
You're in Tampa, but to me, it's the middle of nowhere because I don't know where I am. It's
Correct.
Just dark, and I'm in a park. I don't know what park it is. I don't know if it's. I have no clue because they don't tell you anything. They give a team leader. Directions like they'll say we're going this far and you have a certain amount of time to get there, but so anyway it's a lot of fun, and we really as a group our gym has really embraced it, and we have the Ruck Club.
You have the James family going with you?
Not this time. No, the James family are they have something going on, so we have we got a strong representation minus the Jameses.
Good. That's awesome.
No, it's good. Fun time. So we got that. So big weekend for
and then I know you got a couple things planned yeah. for the week of.
Yes. So Thursday, which is actual D-Day, we have a D-Day Remembrance WOD. So that's going to start off with 1,944 calorie row, right, for
okay.
the year. Six rounds, which is June.
Okay.
And I believe it's, I forgot another rep scheme, but it's going to be a long workout. So it's about...
No Ramwad that day.
No Ramwad that day. We're going to do that on Friday. And
okay.
then Saturday, we're actually doing another Remembrance partner workout. And this one's going to hit each of the five... It's still going to have the row in it. So unfortunately, some of them are going to be repeated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have each of the five beaches we landed on. And a couple other interesting things thrown in there along the way. So it's going to be a little part history lesson, part workout.
Cool.
And also on Thursday, if you check our Instagram story, the special pop quiz based on some questions about D-Day. So got it all wrapped up in there.
Nice.
So got that.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. We haven't. Because of the, I guess it's the year, like the anniversary year. So, right.
That's yeah. What, you know, yeah.
You know, thinking back in the past, I don't think we ever did.
No, we haven't. We haven't done it. That was my fault.
A hero.
And like I said, I really embracing it, spending more time this year again because we're more involved with GoRuck and it's kind of more on the gym's radar now.
So. How's that? I just thought of it now as we're talking, and that's what I love about our podcast is just two guys talking. How is the, you know, the street that you have claimed? I haven't heard much about that.
We haven't because we have to set a date. Again, for those that don't know, we've adopted.
Adopted. I was thinking of, yeah.
Part of Starkey Boulevard and part of the Cubulus Road. So we got Starkey Boulevard from River Crossing Boulevard to Cubulus Road. And then we got the Cubulus Road from Starkey Boulevard to Little Road. And it's our job to maintain, it's to clean it. Four times a year, and honestly we've just been so busy these last couple of weeks we haven't had a chance to get together and go out there, so in June we'll definitely go out there and get our first one under our belt and get it cleaned up. So
cool.
I know every time I drive it though I get upset because like somebody dumped a couch on Cubulus Road, so I don't know how we're gonna put that in a garbage bag, but
We'll figure it out. One of our members got a pickup truck.
No, and the for big stuff like that, you just call the county and put it off to the side. So anyway, so we got that coming up in June as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about today?
So we talked about a little bit about the Murph.
All right.
We were able to share a little bit about D-Day, the GoRuck. So you took a little trip, and I know on our last podcast, we threw it out there and some of the things that you were looking forward to, and Summer Strong.
Yes, Summer Strong. So the Strength Revival.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can tell you some of the pictures you sent me, like with the food, amazing. You know?
So 2 weeks ago, we went up to Lexington, South Carolina, the home of Sornex Exercise Equipment, and they put on a What it is, it's actually a birthday party for the owner, Pops, Richard Soren. It's his birthday weekend, so they always throw this birthday party for him. And so basically what you get is tip of the spear, strength coaches, tactical guys, you name it's there. I mean, they had some celebrity trainers, friends of those guys, just you name it. If they're tip of the spear guys, they're there. Again, tip of the spear guys and me and Deej. So 498 spear people.
And, wow.
So it was good. I think they had about 12 speakers throughout the 3 days. And then lifting time, we could lift and ate like kings. I mean, they had some amazing
The
food.
Spread that you shared with me, the steaks, and then all the fresh vegetables.
I'll post some of those pictures, yeah. So interestingly enough, they build I'm assuming everyone's familiar with our rigs and Rogue and things like that. So imagine the Rogue rigs, like the rigs we have, except they're more for a college setting. But anyway, they do everything in-house. They do powder coating and everything, build them, weld them, fabricate them. So the baked potatoes are actually made inside their powder coating oven. They have this huge, like, it looks like a paint booth. So these things come out on a forklift on 4x8 grates. So they just literally just like set them down the middle. They're just picking up baked potatoes off of the steel grate. So that's pretty neat. Salads on a big 4x8 sheet of plywood.
Wow.
Beautiful steak, and we had pork one night, and chicken for lunch, and stuff. Want some good seasoning? Check out Tack the Calories. They're a sponsor of that event, and they make fabulous spices. So everything was seasoned with Tack the Calories stuff. But really, the main reason we go is for the speakers and for the knowledge that we get listening to those guys. And as I always, one of the things they say is, you know, you're always standing on the shoulder of giants. And I feel that always. We didn't get here. We needed help to get here. No one got here on their own. And you're always standing on that shoulder of giants. But one of the things, probably the biggest thing I got out of there was a gentleman by the name of Vernon Griffith. He's a strength coach that owns a facility called Virginia High Performance, and of course in Virginia. He started talking about, now keep in mind that when they talk, most of them aren't talking about sets and reps and
macros
and that kind of stuff. Like they feel if you're there, you know that. So this is like sharing life experiences and things like that.
So it'd be geared for someone like Jamie O'Leary, who's not necessarily a strength guy, but loves inspirational messages, that wants to perform better both inside and outside the gym as a dad, as a teacher.
Right, 100%. I mean, anyone can take, someone had a great quote. I'm going to butcher this, but like, someone can read War and Peace and find that it's just a really big book, and someone can read a gum wrapper and find an inspirational quote.
Okay.
So it's dependent on how you look at it.
Yeah, and right? what you want to take
out
of it.
What you want to take out of it, right? So, and that's the thing. And I think everyone can learn from you should be able to learn something from everybody, right? And not necessarily, one of the things that's big in there are a couple things is lean in, right? So always get involved in a conversation. Don't just stand there, right? Mm-hmm. Get involved in the conversation. It's actually encouraged, like you're not interrupting someone. Like get in, walk in. Like if somebody's talking, they want you to step up in the middle of it and start talking.
Okay.
And get involved in that conversation. And also, like, they also came up with this thing of, like, your heroes don't necessarily have to be people above you, but they can be lateral. They can be like somebody working right next to you. Mm-hmm. And they could be your hero, right? And learn from that person. So anyway, getting back to Vernon had this amazing, honestly, I don't even remember what it was about because I only took one thing away, but he was talking about his facility and he started off, and I even posted this on Instagram just yesterday, I believe, or this morning maybe, but so we started off talking about everyone's favorite topic, right? Work-life balance. It seems to be a hot topic. Okay. Like, how do you balance work and life? And then he says, well, that's not possible. Right?
Okay.
Now, here's the reason why. Because he goes, you can only balance things that are equal. Okay.
So, all right. Finish your thought.
So his take is, and I totally agree with this, is you can't balance work and life because you cannot say that family
is equal to work.
There's no way, right? So he started talking about that, and he ran it, and this from his experience was he was an entrepreneur. He was in the military, you know, a few tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. So he comes back, starts this company with another Navy SEAL. They are working crazy hours to build a business. So he literally like misses some of his kids' life, He tells a story that one day his wife's like, I want to go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and he goes, we can't afford that. We can't do that. Right? We can't go to Hawaii. Then she says, do you realize we only have, I believe it was 6 years. He's like, we only have 6 more years with our son before he's 18 and he leaves. You know, and he's like, that really switched him. Right? And then it kicked. Then he started to talk about that more and started unpacking that. And what he said was, and this really, I mean, literally in the seat, I am texting Renee. So what he said was, and it really resonated with me, was the fact that your kids need you right now, right? Like, Brooke needs me. I'm her dad. I support her. She needs me. Mm-hmm. But his take is, when you're 18, right, now that child is 18, can make their own decisions, they can choose whether or not they want to be in your life, right? So with that context framed that way, you have to think about, and I'm not saying Brooke would ever not want to be in my life.
But
if you think about it going like, she could move away and say, you know what? I'm done with you. Like, I don't need you anymore.
She's emancipated. She's, right? Theoretically, she doesn't.
She doesn't need me.
Correct.
Right? So the fact is that you want your kids to want to be around you. And then, so it came up this whole thing of like making memories and doing things over summer breaks. And we kind of look back on that. And I'm like, man, you know, we really haven't done anything. You know? And I'm like, Brooke only has two more. She's 16. So I only have 2 more years. And then she theoretically can make that decision of, I don't want to be bothered with this anymore. I want to do my own thing.
Yeah, you know? I get that. But I also think that I totally understand the message behind right. that. But I'll just share with you that she comes, you spend a lot of time with her.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, and, so, I'm like, not, and I'm not, I know that you're not saying that.
No, 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 no. Absolutely, it's
you
not.
You might but, have a, you know.
If, but the point is, are the memories, right?
Yeah, so the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. So TikTok. You got, so you have 2 years, and I have a lease that has, you know, I got 8 years with a lease. But it's the same thing. Like, how many weekends go by where we don't do anything? Mm-hmm. And that's another weekend gone that we didn't make a memory.
Correct.
For all of us, not just for me, but to spend time with Brooke and Elise, you know, and like, so he started saying,
Joey, make me feel bad right now, you know?
I know, I feel bad. So like literally I'm sitting in the chair, like texting Renee, like, we have 2 years, you know, and I'm thinking
back.
Let's
go to Hawaii.
Right, and I'm thinking back and I'm like, you know, she wanted to go to the mall and I said no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like things like that, you know? Excuse me.
Tell her to call me, I would have.
I know, we like them all. But, so that was one of the, you know, that was a huge takeaway for me. Like that really.
And it's funny too, because when I spoke to Deej, hopefully one day he'll listen to the podcast, is one of the best people that he took many takeaways was a guy that was the knife. I don't know if he's.
Oh, phenomenal. Neil. I'm going to mess this up.
The knife maker.
If you watched Forged in Fire, I believe it was on Discovery or maybe History Channel, Neil Kamamoto.
What a crazy ass background he came from.
Yeah.
He broke a horrible cycle.
Oh, horrible. So his lines are basically suicide, right? His grandmother committed suicide. His mom committed suicide, right? And left a note. Not only did she commit suicide.
Blaming him.
Left a note blaming him, right? So now he has to live with that, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, just amazing. And now keep in mind, the whole time he's telling this story, he's literally banging out a knife, right? Like making a knife during this whole thing. Like he'd whack the knife a few times, mm-hmm. shape it, tell a little bit of the story. As the thing's heating up again, take it out of the fire, bang it as he's telling the story.
What kind of knife was he making?
He's making a chef's knife.
Like a Ginsu?
Dude, I'm telling you, you should see RPM Neil at RPM Neil is his Instagram handle. It makes phenomenal knives.
Really?
What an amazing guy! Like, and it was funny because none of us, when I say none, like Deej and I are going like, maybe we'll just go walk around during this one. Like,
yeah, that's what he said. Maybe I'll just take.
This guy's making a knife. Like, who you know? Like, who cares? You know? And but that's the interesting part about Summer Strong.
It's not a bunch of meatheads.
It's not right. I mean, this guy like. He had the 6'5" strong man in tears. Like we were like, yeah, you had, pardon my language, grown ass man like mm-hmm. crying.
Yeah.
Right? Because of this guy's story. You know, and like edge of the seat stuff. Like
now is this his first time at Summer Strong?
Yes, it was okay. His first time at Summer Strong. And you know, so you had him there again, phenomenal speaker, and they had a guy by the name of Donnie Bingham, who's actually single-handedly changing the Army PT requirements.
Okay.
Which is interesting, too, because he went into a whole big... So he's an Army guy, 20-something years in the Army. He didn't need a microphone. He has 700 of us in there, and he was screaming loud enough he didn't need a microphone.
Wow.
So that was good. He was a very interesting guy. But, you know, on the tactical side and what... But here's something I didn't know. Like every movie you've seen or you watch the History Channel, or whatever, they always show the guys doing PT. Mm-hmm. There's no set plan for that.
What do you mean?
In other words, like they don't have a coach saying, excuse me, they don't have a coach saying like on Saturday we're gonna do this. We're gonna run a mile, and then we're gonna do push-ups. Like the guys in the platoon, the platoon leader. Makes up, so yours is going to look completely different than the guy next to you.
Okay.
So there's no plan. So he's changing that and hiring strength coaches and things like that.
Okay, but it's all going to be, it's the premise is still the same. They're body movements, though. They're not using...
They're using some apparatus. They're using like trap bar deadlift.
Okay.
Because again, when you look at the test as it is now, it's, I'm going to screw this up, but...
It's running, pull-ups.
It's two mile run. 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups, I believe.
What about pull-ups?
I don't believe pull-ups are in there. They may be, but I'm not,
okay. yeah,
not
yeah.
100% sure. So now they're changing that to like a sled drag.
Okay.
deadlift, med ball throw over the shoulder.
Okay.
And knees to, they still have that pull up variation of a knees to elbow kind of movement. But so it was very, very good, good digging into that and him explaining that. So they're actually, they're building real life, like college type weight rooms on a lot of these bases now.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? So.
Sorry, guys, I got a case of the cough. But they had that, and then a couple other guys spoke that were really, really interesting. But though, and of course, then they had the open lift Saturday night, which is always great because I found out I would have been about the 40 or 50th strongest girl there. So that's always nice.
So there's, and so is it opened? What, like, is there a certain type of workout they have, you know, on the, you know,
no,
on the whiteboard,
so or what is it just... they're gonna do? What they do is, they do a squat workout first.
Okay.
Any way you want, but basically what they're trying to do is one rep max, right? So they call it a squat party.
Okay.
Then after the squat party, they have the deadlift party. So and then I mean you got a bunch of guys like that's what they do. They, all those guys, man, when it was time to squat, they were, you could tell they were just ready to go. They were fired off and they were ready to go.
But how does that work? Do you try to pair yourself with someone who has got a somewhat similar?
Well, you don't really know, but yeah, you kind of do that.
Like, okay.
You can see the big guys and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like there's a guy squatted 700 there.
Any bending bars?
Oh, dude, it was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous. So crazy strong. I think some of the girls did 315. Something
holy
like that.
Hannah. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, so they had that. That was pretty good.
And then were there any CrossFitters there?
A few. Not
okay.
Many. So yeah, so that was it. So that was Summer Strong in a nutshell. So
good. So so it was everything that you expected and more.
Yes, definitely.
And what's kind of cool is they have different guests, and so every year, I know you've been going now. It's your third in a row.
Yes, third year.
So, but you always there's always takeaways from each.
Yeah, it's always a takeaway.
Good stuff. Joe had a cough, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Which is kind of cool because I got a mic. I got the mic to myself.
Mics, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Good. And no one.
So
right, I'm back.
Where are we? Tomorrow is the first week of June.
Already, yes. June 1.
So I know. Help us out. Help. How about the members? What can we do to maintain, you know, our healthy, you know, lifestyle in terms of like being at the gym? I know, you know, during the summer there's going to be vacations.
Traveling, vacation.
And I know you hate this word, but I'm going to say it. Are there any hacks?
Hacks.
Life by hacks. By the way, Joe hates that.
Whenever I hate hacks.
Oh, I hate that word. It's like a while ago we're talking or whatever. I think we're talking about Tim Ferriss. I hate that. Hacks.
I hate hacks. There's no hack.
But I know that sometimes there's weeks where like we have our memberships a little bit down. But it's not bad because you say people go on vacation. I know I'm going to New York at the end of the month for a few days.
A lot of people are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet. it's only for like 4 days, so it's not really that much.
It's not bad.
But I might do a couple day trips with my son, my youngest, and stuff like that.
The biggest thing is we're actually, spoiler alert, starting Monday, we're actually bringing back Bingo. Do you remember Bingo from a few years ago?
Yes.
All right, so one of the squares.
I hope I don't get mad. Usually when we do those types of games, I'm always like, oh, this is bullshit.
That was a clean show. We're going to lose our clean rating.
Oh, really? There's ratings for that?
Yeah, well, we have to click clean or not. Now I don't know if I can... We'll bleep it out.
Bleep that part out.
Maybe we can bleep it out.
Yeah.
I want a soundboard, like beep.
Actually, we haven't. Yeah, I don't think you bleeped once.
No.
We've only had, what, three podcasts?
They don't know that. Well, yeah, they will because they'll see episode 4.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
It's going to be listened to by tens of people.
Yeah.
All two listeners.
Yeah, so see if you can bleep that out.
Yeah, well,
I apologize. I want to keep the clean rating. But usually with the bingos or like those games, I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. I don't. You remember the whole teacher thing?
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to
it. We actually got in a fight over that,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
We had a moment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we got bingo coming up, and one of the squares, so how that works is we have a bingo card, and you have to do certain tasks to get your card marked off.
Yeah.
One of them, like a couple of them I can remember off the top of my head, like 2,000 meter row before class.
Eat a pizza.
Mile run before class. Bring your coach a treat.
Okay.
No apples, preferably. Treat, not fruits and vegetables.
Not a problem.
Just kidding. I bring whatever. And one of those one of those on there are coming to the gym at least 12 days. Our committed club is 20, but it is June, so we're
speaking of committed club, I have hit the committed club for May.
Ooh, we actually get to run the numbers.
We should have done that. We could have done that today.
I don't announce them.
We could have announced them on the podcast.
We could have. All right.
Damn it, Joe, you dropped the ball.
Next week, we'll do it.
Okay. No, but I want it to be... Okay. I want to know this week.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right, we'll wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, committed.
Maybe we do a special midweek committed club podcast.
Let's do it.
Drop. All right, we'll do that.
Let's do it. Let's do it like... I'm free like Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. We'll do that.
We should just go Facebook Live.
Facebook Live and announce it? From the couch. Straight from the couch.
Straight from the couch. And then we can roll right into a podcast afterwards.
Sounds good. All right. We can do that. All right. So, yeah. So that's how the best way to stay on track. And eating-wise, of course, you know, it's the time of barbecues and...
And I'm going to go back to something that you said on our first podcast, which is, guys, like, don't kill yourself. Sometimes it's more healthier to, you know, have that pizza night with your kids, you know, in the same vein, like enjoy the summer, enjoy, you know,
right, exactly, enjoy it, but don't be stupid, right?
So it's kind of a slippery slope, right?
So you could still, like, for instance, Elise graduated from kindergarten on Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? So she wanted a cake. So am I not going to eat a piece of cake because, you know, on paleo? No, the kid graduated kindergarten and she wants her family to eat cake with her.
Yeah.
So I had a piece of cake. I lived to tell about it and I didn't
get. You know what I got when I graduated kindergarten?
Nothing.
An attaboy.
Exactly. Trust me, that's been
covered. I know.
I'm not a fan of graduations. High school, yes.
We do a lot of graduations. We do a middle school graduation. We do an elementary school grad. We do a kindergarten graduation.
We had cap and gown pictures in BPK.
So. Yeah, no, I saw the pictures on Facebook. They were cute. Actually, in middle school, not in high school, pardon me, in elementary school, they called it moving up exercises.
Yeah, moving up, right.
But yeah,
either way.
We've now graduated, pardon the pun, to using everything as...
Everything's a graduation.
Graduation.
Graduation, dinner. I'm surprised we didn't have to get a limo for the festivities. But
well, that's coming in a couple of years.
I'm sure. So,
but then, so summertime. So, again, just be smart. Try to come down. You know,
Get here when you can.
Yeah.
Right? Get to the gym or wherever you're fitnessing. Hopefully it's here. But if you're a non-member listening to this, fitness somewhere.
So it was funny. So I on the way here, I called you and I was like, Joe, I'm like, I think we had texted beforehand and you were like, okay, like we're going to podcast. And I was like, all right. And you were like, oh, you're going to come down at 5:30. I'm like, no, I said, I'm going to, you know, right. I'm taking today off. I'm like, kid, option two, it destroyed me yesterday. And you were like, Jamie, you know, sometimes the option two is harder, if not equally as hard as option one. She's like, you're like, I don't know why you feel like you shouldn't feel so beat up.
We could probably have a separate podcast on that, but we can touch on that. So again, those that don't know, we program two workouts every day, or generally every day. We have an option one and option two. So option one has kind of been known to be the go-to workout that everyone does. But in option two, for some reason, it's like the redheaded stepchild. No one wants to give...
Oh, that's the scaled version.
Right. No one wants to give option two like any credit. Mm-hmm. Option two will... We already lost our rating. So option two will kick your ass.
Don't steal.
Right? It will. Like it's a tough workout. Yeah. Because like for instance, we'll talk about the one we just did. So option one was 18 minutes.
Yeah.
18-minute AMRAP. 200-meter run, correct. 4 squat cleans at about 60% or something you do singles and on the heavier side.
Yeah.
Option two was the same 18 minutes, 150-meter or 200-meter run, let you take your pick on
yeah.
it. And then 10 goblet squats. Well, a goblet squat, I mean, they're harder in their own way, but you're getting a lot more reps.
Yeah.
Right? So you're doing more rounds, right? Because it's lighter, it's not as heavy. So you're doing more rounds. And it by no means is... My whole point of this is like option two is a legit workout.
I really enjoyed those. I mean, I felt those goblet squats right. to the point where I'm like, wow, like that is a really... Like today when I woke up, I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
I might need a day.
Yeah, like you know, a lot of people look at option two like, oh, well, it's just option two. Well, option two, like I said, option two was a legit... Mm-hmm. generally it's going to be, as you like to call them, burners.
Yes.
You know, it's not, the weight's not heavy, but there's a lot of quick movements in there, and you're going to get a lot of rounds in. So, but they are totally legit workouts.
And it ties into what we talked about
last podcast,
intuitive training. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having those options, knowing where you're at that day, you know, that day, because option two for me yesterday was a good move for me. Maybe a week earlier, option one would have been the more preferable option. So it really depends.
It depends. And again, there's nothing wrong with either one.
No.
I mean, they're both, you know, I could certainly program, if we only did one option, if we only had one workout a day, you know, or one choice, I guess, mm-hmm. that could be a standalone workout.
Correct.
You know, but everyone kind of looks down on it as, I don't want to say everyone, but some people look down on it like, oh, that's option two. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And another thing about a later class for me is I give kudos to the 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. people because, man, when there's running and you're outside,
it's freaking hot.
It's hot. Now, I understand that even in the summertime, it's warm in the morning here, but you cannot compare.
No.
Okay.
No.
5:30 a.m. heat to 5:30 p.m. There is no comparison.
No comparison at all. And it definitely.
I walked back into, and this is, Derek was right. I walked back from the run. I walked back into the box and I'm like, it felt like I was in the freezer section of Publix. That's how cool it felt.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we know.
Because we do have air.
We do. We're the coolest place.
We are the coolest place. We are the coolest thing in town. But definitely. And each one of them has their own thing, right? The morning class is what? Are you awake at 5 a.m. to really function? And of course, at night, 5:30, well, even at 10 a.m. is hot.
Yes.
So you got that going.
Yeah, you know, but I think the 10 a.m., you know, they must, like, lower the air. To, you know.
I don't know. I'm not getting involved. I get in trouble for making fun of 10 a.m.
Yeah, all right, let's not do that. We'll alienate some of our listeners. We need all 10 listeners.
Exactly. We need all 10 of you guys to keep following us.
Actually, I'm going to pop into about 10 a.m., so get ready if you're listening. Be prepared. You might see a Jamie dropping at 10 a.m.
There you go.
Now that I'm on vacation.
Vacation.
Now that I'm on vacation.
Hardest worker at the Ridge.
You know. So, good stuff.
So what
good
else?
Stuff.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think.
I think that's it.
I think we're good.
Good. Any questions or comments, just let us know. We'd love to cover some.
Actually, there was a question, and I failed to get back to the member. It's one of our rock. It's one of your rock people. Big guy. Was it military?
Yes. John.
John. In fact, I've seen John here a couple of times.
About the podcast?
About the podcast. You do talk to him, but John, so it's my go-to guy for a while has been Renegade Radio with Jay Ferrugia, okay? Other than the fact that he's a Yankee fan and a Jersey guy, I just really love a lot of his guests and a lot of what he's putting out there. So he's someone that I listen to. I was recently turned on to it's kind of funny because we talked about this, like you and I know this, but like the podcast world, you can listen to a guy, a certain guy or gal for that matter, and they have guests on with their own podcast.
Right.
And so another guy that I've been listening to is Sean Stevens. He's the guy that's big on the sleep.
Okay.
Talks a lot about sleep and the importance of sleep. And I would love to maybe possibly, you know, do a podcast on that. Maybe find someone that knows a lot about that and the importance of getting a good night's sleep. So Sean Stevens, it's called The Model Health Show.
Model Health Show, okay.
And Craig Ballantyne. I know you talked a little bit about you. I've been listening to him a little bit. The Order of Man.
Order of Man, yeah. That's kind of a...
But again, it might be something that a member likes because it appeals to them.
Well, what's your top three? If you had to do three of them, what do you got?
What's up, girl? How are you?
Elise is here.
Yes. You want to sit in on the podcast?
No.
You want to be famous?
Okay.
No? Okay. Right. My top one is going to be Ferrugia.
Ferrugia. All right. What do you got for
Ferrugia?
Two?
Two. I've been digging the Model Health Show, which
Model
Sean
Health
Stevens.
Show. All right. Give me three.
And then the third, Craig Ballantyne. I've been listening to Bedros. I think it's called Empire. It's one of Jay's, and I listen to a little bit of John Wellborn, but
you're just a Jay groupie.
Yeah, I kind of am, and I'm kind of bummed that you didn't have a cool Jay story for me. I know that.
No, he's actually really quiet. It was really quiet that day, but during that weekend. But Jay, all right, so let me give you my top three.
They're gonna be all weightlifting, powerlifting.
No, they're not. They're not. You know. So I'm digging Be Legendary, Soren X podcast.
Okay.
Cool. They got whole gamut of stuff. They're awesome. Number two would have to be a brand new podcast by my newfound friend, Pat Ivey, who's a strength coach.
I'm going to check him out. I love the story. I love that story you have with Pat Ivey.
So new strength coach, been a strength coach forever. He's a new strength coach at Louisville, director of human performance. So he's got a podcast called Sets and Beyond Sets and Reps. Same deal. Talks to a gamut of people about everything, not just, again, like the name says, Beyond Sets and Reps. It's not just about lifting.
Those are my favorite types of podcasts. Yeah. I don't, if you lose me if you're right. talking about, you know, sets right. and, you know, and all of those types of yeah. things, you know.
And then I got a tie for third would have to be between, not really, I'm going to give Power Athlete the nudge on
okay.
that one.
Okay, that's John Wellborn.
John Wellborn's. Now, he is only sets and reps. It's strictly performance.
Progressive overload. Yeah,
I mean,
do an upper or lower split. Yeah. And I can I listen to those things, I can for a while, but if I'm working and I have a podcast on or I'm driving, I can't go, like after an hour, like I'm done. I want something, you know, about life, how to be a better right. dad, how to be a better teacher.
His isn't that way. And that's okay. I mean, there's enough of them out there.
Correct.
But he sticks to the basics of training.
Yeah.
And there's not much, and they're longer, they're hour, 2 hours long, but they're digging. He gets some pretty high, some high level athletes and coaches
cool.
on there. And he really digs deep into the actual science and modalities that they're yeah. using.
And don't you feel like podcasts is almost like when you're like almost like watching TV or something? Like today you might like yes. I might want to listen to Frugia.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I may want to listen to Joe. I don't want to sleep on Joe Rogan.
I've never listened to one of his podcasts.
It's interesting. He has a multitude. I mean, talk about having guests. Mm. I mean, he does a really good job, Joe, and they're entertaining.
So,
I mean, it really depends on where your head's at that right. moment in time.
Exactly.
So definitely, like, check the guys, if you're listening, you know, check it out. I mean, yeah. I think they're really helpful.
But not to be outdone on guests, we have some guests coming on in the future. I don't want to jinx it, but we're going to have some pretty good
yes.
Pretty good guests coming up. Local companies, some...
Actually, the fact that you've shared some of the guests that we have coming on, I'm like, I've got to brush up on my podcasting skills.
Yeah.
You know, like that's...
We do. Not you. We do.
We do. You're good.
I'm not good.
You have the questions all typed out. A lot of you guys don't know this, but he does his homework.
I have a framework.
He has a framework.
But,
so... Now, how about that, without mentioning that person's name, did you reach out to that one guest that I told you that maybe we could have on?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
I'll do that. We'll get that squared away. So the next couple weeks, we got some pretty cool things happening. Some local companies will be... two local companies will be featured.
I'm psyched about that one local company. So, well, actually, both of them. Let's be honest; they're both going to be.
They're both good.
They're both really.
So, anyway, so look forward to that coming up, and that's all I got. So let's quit wasting these people's time.
Yeah, no, guys, thanks for listening. Take care of yourself. We love you guys.
Catch you next week.
Peace.